Oil is one of the biggest economic forces on Earth. Runs our cars, generates our electricity, makes plastic. And yet most of us have never seen oil in its raw form, crude, fresh from the ground, which is why our Planet Money team decided to try their hand in the oil business. Over the next few days, we'll follow them as they drill, transport, and refine 100 barrels of crude. Robert Smith and Stacey Vanek Smith begin our series.
Look what I have, Stacey.
Did you get a briefcase?
So that I could make that little click.
And what's in the briefcase?
Look what's inside.
That is a stack of hundreds. How much money is this?
$10,000. Now, nobody in the oil business works in cash anymore. But then again, nobody really lets amateurs like us into the oil business.
It took months and months of paperwork and lawyers just to get to this point, just to have the legal standing to purchase crude oil.
Now we just have to bring the money to a cow pasture in Kansas.
Oh,
there's cows. Oh, wait, there's a lot of cows.
I had always thought of the oil business in this country as these big sort of dystopian, torn up landscapes.
Or a desert, you know, Texas landscape dotted with oil towers.
Yes, but in much of the Midwest, you are drilling for oil in cornfields and behind barns. We pull up to a big man next to a machine.
Hey, good to meet you.
Yep, nice to meet you.
Looks like?
Like a teeter-totter, I've been told. But to me, it's just a pump unit. I've been looking at them since I was 4 years old, so it's always been a pump unit to me.
Jason Bruns is this big, friendly-looking guy with these big bear paw hands. One of them is missing a finger.
Oil rig accident.
Yes. And Jason is a very small-time producer. He buys up old wells that used to gush out oil back in the day. But now this one drips out just a gallon or two an hour.
Which is probably why he's willing to make such a small-time deal with us.
So this is like the bottom of the milkshake.
Yeah, the bottom of the milkshake. I like that.
Gotta suck that much harder.
You gotta work harder to get it out of the ground.
It's all in pipes, but since we are here to buy oil, like, we want to see the oil.
Yeah, we want to see the bottom of the milkshake.
So he turns this little tiny faucet on the side, puts a bucket underneath, and out pours a lot of water, which is what's in the ground, and a little bit of oil.
Oh my gosh. It is the color of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a good latte.
Oh, that feels really weird. This is our oil, right?
Right now it's my oil.
I thought this was
gonna
like,
be your oil.
I thought this was like handshake country.
Oh yeah, it is, but we haven't shaken hands yet.
Because before we can shake hands, we have to decide on the price. And that's where we learn how little we know about the oil business. We have the most awkward negotiation in oil history tonight on All Things Considered.
Stacey Vanek Smith.
And Robert Smith, NPR News, outside Wellington, Kansas.